We are sorry for trauma measured in decades, for scars that can never heal. We are sorry for every cry for help that fell on deaf ears and hard hearts. And we are sorry for every time that you were not heard and not believed. We hear you now. We believe you. Australia believes you.
That was Scott Morrison, the Australian Prime Minister, delivering an emotional apology to tens of thousands of victims of institutional child sexual abuse. Amongst them, poor, illegitimate and orphan British children who were sent down under, a practice which only stopped in the 1970s. As a six-year-old, David Hill spent time in a Barnardo's home in Essex. As a 12-year-old, he was sent to a children's institution in Australia. And last year, he gave evidence to the British Independent Inquiry into Child Abuse. He joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Mr. Hill.
Good morning.
Has Australia's Prime Minister, as Mr. Morrison said, enough for you?
Look, it's sincere enough as an apology. We welcome it. It gives further acknowledgement to the terrible abuse that these children suffered and a recognition that many of them who were abused as children in institutions never recover. But my feelings are a bit mixed because I would have preferred to have seen other important recommendations of our recent Royal Commission implemented rather than just another apology.
Now, in particular, the government has capped the amount of compensation it's willing to offer lower than was recommended. Is that what you're objecting to?
That's part of it, yes. Apologies are fine as far as they go, but I think you can never undo the terrible damage that's done. It's permanent. But financial redress was recommended by the Royal Commission as being a tangible gesture to the surviving victims of childhood sexual abuse. And it's sad to see the recommendation of the Royal Commission has been watered down, both in terms of the capping of the money that's available, but also a raft of legal conditions they've now got to comply with. It means that I think a lot of people who suffered terrible sexual abuse as children, we're going to end up with chicken feed out of this.
That is the Australian government response. What about the British government response to those of you who were sent here against your will?
In fairness, I have to say that the Australian government is way ahead of the British government on this. It was 7 months ago, the UK independent inquiry into the sexual abuse of British child migrants who were sent to Australia, of which I'm one, made a series of good recommendations to the British government in March this year. And at least the Australian government's implementing some of the recommendations of their Royal Commission. In Britain's case, the government promised to respond before the July summer parliamentary recess and hasn't said a word about the recommendations of the inquiry, even though the British inquiry made it quite clear that action was needed without delay because of the ageing nature of the child migrants, and a lot of them are in poor health, and a lot of them are dying. In the 10 years since I wrote a book about all this, a quarter of the child migrants who went where I went have already died, and they're dying at a weekly rate. And the British government hasn't even responded to the recommendations of the independent inquiry.
David Hill, thank you for joining us. That book, The Forgotten Children,